Can I please have all the mothers rise? Okay, you can sit down, that's fine. It's Saturday, but this is still Sunday Mass, which means at least liturgically we can call it Mother's Day. A very happy Mother's Day to all moms, whether you're a mom of biological children, whether you're a stepmom, whether you're a grandmom, whether you're an aunt, whether you're a spiritual mother. So beautiful, the soul of a mother. And I love the fact that we get to celebrate this year Mother's Day together with the Feast of the Ascension, because I think they are all together related to each other. And here's how I make the connection. I think you'll probably agree with me. At least I hope you'll agree with me. You see, when we say that word mother, we know that that word is already a word about relationship. To be a mother is already to be in relation. It's already to be in relation with someone who is, of sorts, your own progeny, your children, your sons, your daughters. Whether it is that those daughters are your own by birth or by marriage or by spiritual adoption, to be a mom is a very supernatural gift. Now, I don't have a clue what it means to be a mom because I'm not a woman, but I know enough about my own mom, my own experience of being mothered, not only by my mom, but my women friends, my sisters, my sister-in-laws. We all know what it means to know a good mother. And there's this conventional wisdom about mothers that, a mother's greatest desire, you know, I've heard this said so many times by women, what's my greatest desire as a mom? And that a mom's greatest desire is simply to have her babies and to love them, right? What's a mom's greatest desire? Her children. And I would say that that's true, but I would say that that's not all. And that as we have the great blessing of celebrating Mother's Day weekend together with the weekend of the Feast of the Ascension of Jesus, we get, I think, a better look, a fuller look at motherhood. Because the truth is that a mother's greatest desire isn't simply to have children. I will make that claim. That a mother's desire is not simply to have children. A mother's desire is to have children who go to heaven. Amen? Yeah, we all know that's true. What does a mom want? A mom wants her babies. Well, she doesn't just want them. A mother wants her babies to go to heaven. I don't think it's any surprise that the four most populated masses of the year, Christmas, Easter, First Communion, Mother's Day. Because it is every year on Mother's Day that we have a mother who brings her babies to church and sons and daughters and relatives who want to honor their moms. And we do every year. We see a spike on Mother's Day in church attendance. And it proclaims this real truth about the soul of a mom, the desire of a mom, to love her children not simply here, but to love her children in the end, to be with her babies in heaven. You see, mothers... desire is not just a natural desire, it's very supernatural. And it's so good to have that at the forefront of our minds because we know that it's this very thing that even Jesus himself expresses. We see it in our big window here, Jesus going to heaven, our big ascension stained glass window, a wonderful stained glass window. Jesus proclaims to his apostles, including his own mother, Mary, and his apostles in turn would proclaim this to the whole world, that as St. Paul says, we have received a call, all of us. We've received a call. And it's a call that doesn't simply exist here. It's not a task that ends on our side of the veil. Our call is a call that's directional. And a mother's great love is that. It's directional. Mom's love loves you to heaven. I can't tell you the number of times as a priest, more than I can care to remember, frankly, the number of times a mother has spoken to me and shed tears for her babies and for her baby's salvation and just expressing that desire that her children would have a relationship with the Lord, her children that she desires would come back to church again. And how many of us know that? How many of us here? Mothers and fathers, both. But there is that very special, I think, anointed yearning that God gives to a mother's heart. You know, for this very expression of this very truth of faith, that as Jesus went to heaven, Jesus showed us where our end was, and he placed that desire in us as Christians and as mothers to yearn for the same place where he is, which is not on this earth. But that's why we come, for example, to church on Sundays, because this is as close as we get to heaven. As Catholics, we have the great joy of walking into any Catholic church and to be just on this side of a sacramental veil where Jesus is with us. And so we can come close to heaven even now. So how wonderful is it then that moms who have that desire in their hearts for their children have such a desire, not that their children simply come back to the Lord, perhaps, or come back to church attendance, perhaps, but there's something underneath that, which is the desire that I want to see my baby in heaven. I want to love my child in heaven. Now that's sublime. That's a life lesson that we all get to learn, that we are all privileged to learn from the mothers among us. That's a lesson that I have learned most from my own mom, who you all very well know. I say this often, that she and my dad are my heroes. And my mom's love for me is exactly that. She wants to love me to heaven. How awesome is it that I get to receive that in my life? Where would I be without that kind of love? I don't know. There's a very real way in which my own soul depends on that. And isn't that what St. Paul says himself? St. Paul says, Jesus does give us graces in different measures for different purposes. Some he calls to be apostles, some prophets, some pastors, some teachers. Every one of us has a part. And so in a very real way, Jesus does make us to depend upon that. Would I be as good of a priest if my mom didn't love me the way that she does? I don't think I would. I really don't. Because what would I do without that kind of love showered upon me? God wants me to receive that love, and he gives that to me directly, but he also gives that to me in visible ways through the people that I see with my own eyes and my own family, and especially the woman that gave me birth. She gave me life. And she didn't just give me natural life. She and my dad gave me supernatural life and the gift of baptism and the gift of faith. And they want that supernatural life to come to fruition forever. And we celebrate that today as we begin now to conclude our Easter season, as we look forward to Pentecost next weekend, the coming of the Holy Spirit. It's all oriented above us, beyond us, forward to a place that lasts forever. I want my mom to be there someday, and I know she'll get there. And I don't want just her to be there. I want me to be there too, so that I can be with my mom forever. And we're going to help each other get there. And if you're a mom today and you've been praying for your kids for years and years, God will reward you for that in eternity. Your faithfulness, your perseverance is awesome. It's needed. It's supernatural. You are to be commended. And to just always be encouraged that no prayer that you or I ever offer for any reason, especially for our children, none of those prayers are ever in vain. Even if they take a while. We know St. Monica well and her story with her son, Augustine. And she prayed for him for, what was it, over 30 years? But she won his conversion. Not simply his conversion to Jesus, but his conversion to sainthood. Would he have been a saint without her love? I doubt it. I surely do. And so I'm just so grateful today and every year just to proclaim that to all of us, that moms, you deserve to know how beautiful that is for all of us, how needed that is for all of us. What would we do? What would we do? I don't know. It's such a beautiful supernatural love that helps us to really put into context in a very personal way what we celebrate as a faith, as an article of faith today in the Feast of the Ascension. It's not just an event that we have on a stained glass window. It's a love that we experience personally in our moms. And that is something for all of us to forever be grateful for.